Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Hot Docs, Toronto's documentary film festival, continues through the weekend, and daytime tickets are free for all students and seniors. This is a once-a-year opportunity to really absorb all sorts of politics, people, music, and ideas, so don't miss it. This week, I'm going to look at three movies that, each in their own way, pulls back the curtain to show what's going on backstage. One's a documentary about a Kung Fu academy in China. Another's about hillbilly entertainment in southern Missouri. And there's a new look at a silent film shot in Yukon Territory in the 1920s. Dragon Girls, directed by Inigo Westmeyer. This is a movie about China's biggest kung fu or wushu center, the Tago Shaolin Martial Arts Academy. It's in Hunan Province, north of Beijing, and it has a huge number of students, both male and female, and they all are strictly trained in what feels like a military school, sort of like Karate Kid times 1,000. And this school has a public square in the middle of it, a vast stone plaza that looks to be about the size of Tiananmen Square in Beijing. So this aerial this documentary is full of these aerial views of the entire academy. That's hundreds of people performing flawless, intricate fighting formations all at once on this square. And they're all dressed in identical red sweatsuits, running around in perfect harmony. But then they would switch to close-ups of individual girls at the academy telling their own stories. Place is unheated in the winter and it's Spartan looking. It's almost like a prison, one of them says. Another one runs away. You have to literally climb a fence or sneak out because it's completely blocked off all the way home to Shanghai. And because she can't stand the life there, she says it's cruel and bitter. And the trainers there aren't sympathetic at all towards them. They went through the same training that the little girls have to, so they want to do the same thing. I'm talking even like 8-year-old, 9-year-old girls. They train them ruthlessly to learn the kicks, the sword moves, the jumps, the punches, and their constant competitions. These are competitions who's going to be on top in the fight in the next match with losers and winners and rankings. Some of the girls' parents, they're like dragons. They don't even acknowledge their kids if they don't get first place in the competition. Most interesting thing about this movie is its structure, the way it goes in and out, tight and wide. So there's the close-up stories, the touching stories about the individual girls' plights, and it alternates with these fantastical movie-style performances in the square involving hundreds of, or thousands maybe, Shaolin kids doing their stuff. It's at Hot Docs. We Always Lie to Strangers, directed by A.J. Schnack and David Boone Wilson. So somewhere halfway between Hollywood and Broadway stands a small town in the Ozarks that offers its own unique variety of entertainment. It's Branson, Missouri, and it's one of the best-known unknown tourist attractions in the U.S., I think number 8. What is this place? It's a strange small town filled with giant music halls, and it was started a few decades ago by people like the Osmond Brothers, the Presley family, Lawrence Welk, and they put on old school musicals and variety shows. They're very mainstream, conservative, and very, very white. It's a world of elaborate, kitschy musicals and hillbilly hee-haw style comedy. But the movie also goes behind the scenes, showing that it's not everything what it appears to be on the surface. It follows some of the theatrical families who make Branson their home base. There's a foul-mouthed single mother who cusses a blue streak and then says, "For Jesus." There's the town mayor, a woman, who's a member of the Presley clan, who points out that actually it's the women are the ones who run things in that town. There's the Lennon family, who are transplanted from Venice, California, who have kept their liberal convictions even in Tea Party territory. There's even a gay couple, a divorced man with 2 sons and a boyfriend, both of whom sing and dance in the same sort of kitschy dog and pony shows that promote family values. I like this doc because even though it starts like a conventional reality TV style show following some of the characters around, it ends up giving much more. There's lots of music, some of which is actually really good. There's a brilliant analysis of differences between Borscht Belt and Bible Belt humor. And there's some scenes that are just visually arresting. Like when everyone's at this combination flea market and air show, and all of a sudden there's bomber planes going past them, dropping huge bombs of fire with huge black plumes going right up in the sky behind them, behind the funnel cake stands. The scene made it for me, the whole movie. Very interesting movie at Hot Docs. The Grubstake, Revisited, directed by Bert von Toil and Nell Shipman. A silver-haired prospector arrives down south with a fistful of gold nuggets. He tempts a wide-eyed young Faith, played by Nell Shipman, to leave her family shop and come north with him to the Yukon to find love and get rich. And after some resistance, she agrees. So they head north by steamship. But he soon turns out to be a monstrous lech, and Nell has to fight him off. She's forced to flee from him by dog sled with her disabled father in the middle of a blizzard, and she has to cope with bears, outlaws with guns, and dangerous cliffside chases. Luckily, Nell meets a handsome man in the woods, and together they try to triumph over the bad guys. Okay, that's what's called The Grubstake, which is a Canadian silent movie from 1923. That's what it's about. But the new revised version that's showing at the Tippel Lightbox next week has the archival movie being shown alongside an original live performance from Yukon. A group of actors give new voices to attach the silent images while live musicians create a haunted ambient soundtrack. So here's the twist. The new script is completely Shakespearean. All the lines are pulled from plays like Hamlet, Richard III, Twelfth Night. So does it work? Well, it's funny. It doesn't quite make sense all the time. Sometimes the dialogue is in perfect sync with the images, but other times it seems like the words are at war with the images you're seeing on the screen. But that's what makes it art. So The Grubstake Revisited is playing at the TIFF Bell Lightbox only on May 6th next week. For more information, go to tiff.net. Dragon Girls and We Always Lie to Strangers is at Hot Docs. Also playing is Still Mine, a true story about an elderly farmer in New Brunswick, and Kon-Tiki, the amazing Norwegian ocean adventure. And Workman Arts is showing films for Mental Health Week at TIFF Bell Lightbox. Go to tiff.net. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.